Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, it's me, Allison, along with Johnny. Tonight's show, our affiliates are, by chance, but it's a buy one, get one deal. Buy one, get one 50% off at AdamandEveToys.com, which the code is AETBOGO, which expires on June 30th. And for those who need Vimeo for all your professional and business needs, you could get it for less than $17 a month. Definitely check it out. Tonight's story is we're going to be discussing a drone mistakenly getting sent to a college student, which, in my opinion, who in their right mind would want to send a drone out to a college student? That's just beyond me. That just leads to the question, what the hell would you do with a drone? It's either you send it back.
I don't know what I'd do with a drone. I don't think you would
a
spy on your neighbors.
It's almost to the point of being like, that would lead to some interesting, that could lead to some interesting things that might occur with your neighbors, like lawsuits. Yep. That's
yeah, like,
a thing.
One down next door.
I'm going to see if my parents are cheating. Let's see what the neighbors are doing. I could see peeping toms occurring.
Yeah. How does one actually get drone mail? Like,
it's almost like, what would you rather? Rather get a drone and possibly jail sentence, because I don't know if it's legal to own a drone, too. As we may want to think, it's probably not legal.
Wait a minute.
It's
this ain't a weightlifting bench.
It's a weightlifting bench? Yeah, no.
What you got? But he got the weightlifting bench, but the drone actually came with it.
it's like he just got a...
Yeah. Oh, it was actually part of Noah.
So I'm sure Noah is missing that.
Yeah.
just a little bit. I wonder what they're going to do for that. Dang it back. It's like, how'd you get a drone back?
Yeah. It's important, to be used for, weather stuff. Weather research.
Not to mention military.
Yeah. Whoops.
Don't get military. It's like, yes, I'm going to take him. I would love to, I would hope that the person didn't get affected, doesn't get into legal trouble because of the accidental drone coming.
Whoops.
It's definitely hard.
Let's liven up this show. I think we have a caller. I think we should let him in.
Oh, yes. Hello, gang. Hello. Sorry I'm late. I was just at Whole Foods. And I've come back. Yes, Whole Foods. The one store in New York City where you can possibly get every gluten-free object inside and a vegan paradise. Now, on with the show. What in the world is going on today in tonight's news? Well,
the whole drone thing.
The old drone thing, right. Of course. The drone thing. What is up with the drone thing? I have no clue. What is actually up with the drone?
A college student got a drone in the phone that was not supposed to go to him. And with his exercise equipment.
Wait a second. Rewind.
Yes.
A college student gets a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you want to drone? Here it is, at your doorstep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to see the pictures.
It's like you're getting a drone. It's like drone for Christmas. How about drone for...
Wait.
However, it's not for Christmas. By any means necessary.
Oh my God. I wonder what he's doing.
I don't know.
350,000 dollar drone.
Yeah.
In the mail.
Yes.
I love the part where he says, I generally thought it was a touch from a bench I ordered since I wasn't expecting a freaking drone.
Uh-uh.
along with the parts of the drone that was also caught that read U.S. federal property. Return to NCAA Aircraft Operations Center.
Right.
Flights are returned to NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Right, so...
Along the Reddit content of UPS, they told me that it was one of the undelivered packages in their office and asked if I ever had an undelivered attached to this. I said no, but he insisted it was mine. And he insisted that it was pickup, that it was up to me if I wanted to keep it or not.
It's like you want to keep a drone and get prosecuted because it's illegal. I think having a drone is all good. It's like, do you want to? It's like, you do a lot with drones.
What can you do with drones, though?
Think about it. There's enough things that people could try to do with drones where they...
I've seen them used, like, after natural disasters. That's probably what this one was used for.
So, it's like, it's one of those, it's like, what would you want to do? Basically get a drone, possibly have issues with government, or take an easy way out and send it back. I would say send it back because right now, because I'm sure most people would not want to deal with drones being at their disposal.
Especially in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
In the wrong hands, definitely not. Yeah. In the wrong hands, I mean, it is insane.
Crazy. But you also have to think about
it. It is insane, you know, that you say to people, oh, okay. Now, how do you get rid of this? It's like, how do I get rid of this?
It's like craziness much? Just a little bit. It's almost like having to deal with, having not only dealing with people that are the government, but also ending up having to have a potential lawsuit on your hands. Would you like that? No.
No, definitely not.
So, what could you do to protect yourself? Send it back?
Send it back, right? Send...
Send it back, and that's all it counts. Yeah. So, it could be worse. because I'm sure if they didn't send it back, the person would be under a lot more, have a lot more problems on his hands.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's crazy.
It definitely puts things into perspective.
I mean, how are you, I'm just wondering, how the hell do you get a drone in the first place?
I don't want to know, first of all. Second of all, this should be our... It's like, I would rather not know how to get one than get one in the mail. Or have to go pick it up and it be completely... It'd be one of those situations where it's like, this isn't mine. It's like, I didn't order this. It's like, you ordered... It would be almost like someone ordering something from AdamandEveToys.com. And...
Nice bug.
Yes, I know.
Right.
And then, lo and behold, they get something... some additional stuff. And it'll be...
Exactly.
It would be like... It would honestly be one of those situations where, like, okay, I ordered sex toys. Now, yeah, what am I supposed to do with these?
Wait, no, I ordered sex toys. I know exactly what to do with these. Except I ordered...
But the drone can't really help you.
Wait.
Oh,
no,
my.
No, I ordered a drone.
Yeah, I'm sure people would
I ordered a drone. I don't know what to do with it. Can somebody help me, please?
It would be the whole goal.
Wait a second. I know what to do with this. I know exactly what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to throw this out the window.
And fly it. And being able to fly it, too.
I'm going to... No. I'm going to throw this out the window. But I'm going to keep it for my pets so I can clean my apartment with it.
It would be almost like...
And then... No. And then... Take it. And run with it.
You run with it, but then also land yourself in each.
No. I will take it, and I will run with it.
Okay. I don't know
and
how
I will run with it so far. No. I will run with it so far that people will have to pay to see it.
And then we go, and now it's time to move on to another story.
Basically.
Yes. What would you do if, let's be all be happy we're not in Russia right now, especially those who like to write blogs and do different things of that nature, because Putin just did a, definitely has done something has now struck a new low, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I mean that...
Oh, what? You mean, Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Vlad, will you ever give up? You stupid fucking lunatic. Will you ever give up? You know, in Russia, it's now beginning to make sense that there is no freedom of speech.
It's like freedom of speech. No, we don't have it. They don't have it. It's like, what's freedom of speech? It's like...
What is freedom of speech?
Or it's the whole matter of saying, we want freedom of speech, why can't we get it? You get it. But Russia...
Exactly.
Russia has to be the ugly stepsister. Ugly stepchild.
Well... Yeah, it is. It's ugly stepchild. But it is Russia.
Okay.
It does have some advantage. You can ski down it.
I'm aware.
In a matter of minutes, you have to put up with sausage. Other than that,
yeah, it's like you're going to try and do something stupid, aren't you? Let's see how it goes. If I must say so myself. In the brutally honest and most opinion. So, it's like, it would almost be like someone now, like, say someone, like, I know people who are doing, like, who are creative, who do different things, and as are we. If someone's way is trying to keep people on a short leash, then it's the whole, this should not be. It's like, you want what you want, but you're not going to get what you want. So, let's see where it goes.
Well, and it's funny because it's funny how truth, in terms of Russia, can be misconstrued majorly.
But sometimes those people do have a point. As much
you know,
as we may...
He has the Olympics. He ruined the Olympics, but everybody's complaining, right? Then he divorces his wife. Then he makes it tough for gay people. Now he's making it tough for internet mothers. Give me a fucking break!
Yeah. It's like, come on, big boy.
It's like, come on, big boy. Do you want a slap on your face? Oh, wait a second. Like, his mother pleading for him to stop.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I could see that happening. His mother going... Oh, Vlad, what are you doing this time?
It's like, you just did what now? Oh, no, that's fine. The USA,
no, it's not fine.
It's like, no, the USA will clean up your mess. And so will others.
And I can see two things happen. The USA will clean up your mess, and one general guard going, I'm sorry, but there's no way we will clean up your mess.
It's like, come on. Come on. It's like, let's see where everything leads you to. Yes, clearly you're not right.
Well, clearly he's not right. And clearly this world is going to fall apart. You know? Not the U.S., but Russia.
Yeah.
Russia is going to fall apart. Trust me. Trust when I say that. That is going to be...
It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a bloodbath. You know.
You have to deal with everyone else that has to clean up.
Well, you need to have that, but then you also need to have the thing where everything is copacetic.
Right. Makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I don't believe.
Which sometimes that is impossible either. As much as we would love it to be, sometimes that is impossible.
Well,
which
no, it's not possible.
And it's not our fault either. So,
well,
it is and it isn't.
It isn't our fault. But it isn't our fault to clean up Russia's fault.
Yeah. Right.
How do you clean up somebody's mess? Well, you grab a towel and you sop it up.
Right. Russia, we can't really do that.
I think
as much
Russia,
as
we have to...
I think it's like grabbing
one huge bath sheet and going, here you go. And the bath
here,
sheet
it's like,
is white.
Right. And you can't just judge people either on what
and
they're doing. Like, Russia's really providing some, is really not making it all nicey-nicey for those that are homosexual. Quality is not
right.
Seen in his eyes.
Right, right.
It's like,
and it's not making it... Definitely not making it easier. Definitely not.
He's probably making enemies, too.
He's making so many enemies. Some of my choices.
Sure.
He's making so many... I'm making so many enemies.
No,
yeah, I'm making so many enemies. And
it's
then,
like enemies like no other. You screw up.
Oh, yeah.
You're wanting to screw up. So you're making others' lives miserable.
Yes, it is horrible. And on to the lengthy debate of New York State Senators Okos Yogurt. Oh, sorry. New York Senate okays yogurt as a state snack.
Which Whoopi Goldberg had a lovely response to that, which she basically said that don't believe them, which I agree. She's right.
She's a New Yorker.
I know.
She's not a New Yorker totally, but she is a New Yorker. And I would say that she's right in all forms of the word.
I mean, she stated that it's like, no, it's either, her comment was, it's either pizza, hot dog, or pretzel, which in my opinion, she's right on the money.
I mean,
pizza, hot dog,
pizza.
And pretzels.
I'm not even comfortable with her. I see pizza, might think in New York.
Pizza is huge in New York no matter what. But pretzels and hot dogs are equally as huge.
Yeah.
Everybody in their mother comes to the conclusion, oh yes, when am I going to get my kids?
Especially when you get that snap, the hot dog. Oh, I love that snap.
Whenever I'm out going anywhere, even when I always get pretzels. It's like pretzels or...
Well, just think, whenever you...
Oh, I love me some pretzels.
I've even got to the point of being like, I love my soft pretzels. So I end up either do a pretzel run or I get the soft pretzels, which are quite good.
Yeah.
And I can't complain. It does its job. Especially when you're on the run and you're not really hungry, but you need something in your system. It works.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
the Philadelphia Star ones, like, they like, come in, like, a little braid. Oh, my God, so good.
And even when I'm at the mall, it's like, Auntie Anne's, here I come.
It's not even Auntie Anne's anymore. I mean, Auntie Anne's
so
only does so much.
I know.
But
well, where?
What does it for me? Well, what does it for me? Is definitely a New York pretzel from a pretzel cart.
Yeah.
Those are good. Those are always good.
Those are always good. I don't think I would ever last without one.
Makes sense.
You gotta have the spicy mustard on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course. I love pretzels with cheese. It's like, go out, it's like, okay, get pretzel with cheese, get all the fixings, depending on, like, if they have, like, oh, do you want this or that, or if they have, different assortments of... Oh, but you could dip your pretzels in. Oh, yeah, I go for it. Like, the cinnamon pretzel or cinnamon sugar pretzels are always good in my book. So,
cinnamon
yeah.
sugar pretzels.
Dang, now
yes.
I want a pretzel.
Yes.
I'll wait tomorrow to get one.
So, yeah, I think... Knowing And then it goes down for me. It's like, depending where I'm out, it's either pretzels. Pretzels are always good. Then it goes down to other things, other snacks, especially sour candies and chocolate.
Oh, chocolate, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, my God, best thing ever.
What is the best thing ever?
Cheesesteak pretzel pocket. They actually put the cheesesteak inside the pretzel.
Oh.
I've never heard of that.
More like our thing down here.
I know in Philly there's some really good places to go if families travel down there, which is always fun.
Cheesesteak stuffed pretzel, that's what it is.
I don't know if I would actually like that. Cheesesteak pretzel.
Yeah.
Cheesesteak stromboli, cheesesteak.
Okay. Cheesesteak pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd like that.
I say, I'm huge with steak and cheese strombolis. Oh, God, they're great. It's like, here there's several places where it's like, okay, they're like the go-tos to get and enjoy and partake, which is always great. So, yeah, that's...
Okay, first off, what is a stromboli? I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
It's like a pizza roll.
Try you take it. It's a pizza they have the stuff that will be on the pizza in it.
Oh, sort of like a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, better. Better than a Hot Pocket, in my opinion.
It's like a Hot Pocket, bigger.
Okay, better than a Hot Pocket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a type of donut with various cheeses, typically mozzarella, Italian meat such as salami, capicola, or brisola, or vegetables.
Are you reading this, or do you know this by heart?
Yeah, I was reading it, but I do know about Stromboli.
Okay.
Yeah, again, you can also get cheesesteak meat inside the Stromboli as well.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
Oh, I know. You're talking to someone who really likes... Like, there's one place here that is just, like, Stromboli, yes. It's like, want Stromboli, there's... And I know it's like either we have either pizzas on Friday or we get that or
and
whatever
else. I swear, a small one feeds a family of four. They're that big.
The one.
Oh, my God.
My family has to feed five people, so it's like either we get two strombolis and then we call it a day.
This
makes
God.
More sense.
Two strombolis? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Or, no. It will be one stromboli, then it goes down to, then if we need to get a pizza, it will be a small pizza. Yes, my family enjoys food. So, yes.
I guess while we're on the topic of Philly stuff, why don't we talk about the new thing the Philadelphia Zoo's got?
What is it?
So they just opened this thing where they open this thing where they have, like, a, above the trail path, you can actually, I mean, the tigers and the, like, say the tigers can now cross above you in the enclosed pathway.
I would hope that they don't get out.
Yeah. They won't
or,
get out.
That's good. So then you'll be literally seeing tigers, bears, oh my. Or just tigers.
They want to eventually go with all the animals going above your head throughout the campus.
Wow.
Lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh my.
Yes.
Yes.
That would apply.
Oh yes.
Which means that it could end up being very good or very bad or in between. So, yes.
I've seen the part where with a small primate orangutan, which was a couple of years ago.
Hmm.
But, like, seeing a tiger go over your head, that's
tigers are just a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
I would not want to get stuck in there.
Yeah. But what if it has to relieve itself?
Then, yeah, that doesn't. That means that there could be some problems.
Does it stick up there or does it fall through?
Let's just hope it stays up there.
Yeah. It falls out all of a sudden.
For everyone's benefit, let's just make sure. So, yes. Which means that could only mean that there could be a lot more. That means that there could be some interesting encounters for the visitors and the animals.
I definitely need to go back there, that's for sure. Check it out for myself.
Definitely. Now, going back to New York State, snack. I agree with Whoopi. There isn't a way to describe this. Yoga is fantastic. I like it. It's good. Yeah. It's not a snack. It's a snack for health nuts. That's what it is a snack for. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Maybe they want some culture?
Maybe. Possibly.
But there could be other things, too, that actually is better. Like when you think of pizza,
you could think of
George Lombardi, you could think of numerous places.
Lombardi, now that's a pizza place.
So.
I agree.
And there's places up there, like, they're so big you gotta fold them up.
But that only means it's better. It's a good piece of pizza.
Exactly.
Yes, even though.
I like a good slice of pizza, that's for sure.
With me, it's like I'm Italian. My area has pizza places that are pretty much all over. and also to boot when my dad makes pizza.
Yeah.
It's good. Still doesn't take the place of whatever pizza place is. It's just as good as theirs. But everyone makes pizza different.
It's like there's some good pizza around here and there's some just really terrible pizza.
Yeah.
You got nowhere to go.
It's like, we should only do so much, too. Like, yes, people should be healthier. Yes, people should be eating different things other than what they're... than junk food. But you can't force them to eat yogurt. And telling people, oh, it's New York food, snack food. It's almost like saying, here, have a carrot.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like...
Well, no, and most people, don't get me wrong, but most people go, oh, yes. Have a carrot, number one.
People could also say, go shove the carrot up their ass, too, so...
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say...
It's someone else.
I would not say that.
Oh, my.
You still don't... Especially if people don't like to be told what they want, can and can't eat. Then that could imply the whole, let's shove it up your ass and let's make you go to and have you go to the hospital. Even though not everyone's like that, but some people who may not take to that as well either. Gotta look at it from their point of from those people's point of view. Because there's people out there, too. I'm sure if someone told me, oh, have a carrot, I would be like, no, I'll have a salad if I want to have something.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Or I would tell them to go to hell. No, go shop, shove whatever they're saying up their ass. Or...
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And we will. It's almost to the point of saying, what will be next? Censorship of different TV series, just like Game of Thrones, like as what China is doing? Or could we go as far as say that or we could even push it further. People trying to censor children's TV shows?
Yeah.
To where it would be, like, it would almost be like the Family Guy episode. The whole...
Yes, yep.
Best CC episode?
Yeah.
So...
Well,
yeah. It's almost like if someone was planning to say, no, we're trying to brand yogurt or make something better. Like, yogurt, as a kid, I grew up with Danons and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But the only way I was able to eat the yogurt was getting the Danon pack that had the sprinkles in it.
Yeah.
And to this day, I do that. When I need to have yogurt in my system. I don't know why. It's just like, when Danons had that, it was like, okay, this is just fucking awesome. It was the only way my parents could it was the only way I could eat yogurt growing up. Or else I would not eat it.
Yeah.
So, when someone doesn't want to have something, they don't necessarily want to have it. And just on a side note, there was just wanted to make a quick mention. Power Rangers and Lionsgate are, and Saban Brands are wanting to reboot Power Rangers, have a reboot Power Rangers movie, which, in my opinion, I, no one could take away from the classics. It's almost like if someone wanted to do a reboot of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Or any other classic movie.
Oh, please don't let Michael Bay get involved in this. It's gonna have explosions and a pointless plot line.
It's going to be like, at least, it's almost like Michael Bay, Transformers, a lot of explosions, and, yeah. It's like,
I can only imagine a dubstep version of a Power Rangers theme.
Are affiliated with one of the people who were on Power Rangers, who is Karen and Center Radio. He has numerous other previous episodes where she came out about this current season and casting and how, let's just be honest, cheap Saban is. And apparently Saban is wanting to purchase Beverly Hills Hotel, which, let's see how he could fuck that up too.
Oh. I would love to see Saban turn into a Power Rangers hotel.
Yeah.
Oh wait, shit! I probably said it too soon.
Everyone knows when there's a trilogy or a reboot of anything, there's always room for failure. Someone wants to get their hands on it and twist it, turn it. I'm hoping it goes well, even though I'm a long-term fan. I'm just saying I could kind of see failure, especially I would hope there's no failure. There won't be any failure, but that's only if Saban pays off and does not take advantage of those who are cast. I call it the way I see it. I hope it's a success. However, I'll watch it, but I'm just going to watch it and just say yes, yay or nay. That's my thing. All it will be. And I'm sure that there's people who will listen to this and say, I'm wrong for saying this, but I'm a loyal fan. I could call it the way I see it. It's not like I'm going to nitpick on what's going on. I'm not going in depth. I'm just making mention, especially in lieu of hearing there's talks he wants to purchase Beverly Hills Hotel, which means since he's a cheap person, which he's noted for that, it would be... I would be concerned that the hotel will go down to shit. Like, they will be on Hotel Impossible or something. No lie. Sorry for honesty,
I don't know,
but that's how it is.
I don't know.
And you're not familiar with this person, so that's why I'm saying that's why I'm basically putting it out there. He's cheap. He could cut corners. So, that's where I leave you. And, Johnny, what's your thoughts on all this Chaim Saban, new reboot, new partnership, plus the whole looming talks of purchasing the Beverly Hills Hotel?
They're saying that if, like, Michael Bay better not, he better not, like, direct the movie. It's going to be a loud,
mess. I'm sure those who are fans of the series will be, I'm sure that there would be, since I've taken witness to how people could be within the fandom, some are very nice. Others, if they don't like something, they will throw a bitch fit like no other. So, yes. It would almost... I'm afraid that it's going to turn out like the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh.
Where they have Megan Fox as April O'Neil. Where she says nothing in the trailer. Legitimately... nothing. So
I don't know.
Yeah. It could go numerous ways. And that means Saban is going to have to chunk over a lot of money to the director. He can't half-ass it, too.
No, he can't.
Because even though it's all a big, okay, we're making money off of merchandise, there's no one purchasing it, you're good, you're gone. It's like you're out of the ballpark.
When
it comes
you're out of the ballpark completely, buddy.
Yeah. That's about it for tonight.
So tonight, until tomorrow when we have our final show.
Yes,
we do.
And then we'll
we
be back live on the
19th.
We'll be back live on the 19th.
I got one more thing.
Back
for Pokemon.
What?
It's been announced today that Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire has been announced today, and it'll be shipped in November.
Ah. That's cool for Pokemon fans.
That's cool.
I am
buzzing about it.
And on this note, we're going to be back on the 19th live at 11. Then come June 9th, we're going to be starting a new time at 10. So, if you want... So, during this next few weeks, if you see any topics you may want to suggest, don't forget to send them in, like page, and everything that can be found on itsmyurals.com/AMCPress. And on this note,
good night, everybody.
Good night.